Hello and welcome to this month's UHB Library podcast. I'm your host Jenny and I'm joined by three co-hosts today. So we've got Samantha and Nuri, who you may have recognised from other podcasts.
Hello.
Say hello guys. And we have Nuri Gareth.
Hello.
Okay. Good energy from everyone. So we are today going to preview for you the nutrition game. So this is the sixth game at QE. So this is a new one since we did the communications game episode, which you may have heard already. So a little bit about the game itself. So as it sort of says, it's about nutrition and also looking teaching staff about giving good nutrition to patients, making sure that patients aren't dehydrated, malnourished and things like that. This game is a little bit like the others, so it's a team game. So this one is two teams of 2 to 5 players, and like the other ones, you can play for about 45 minutes is the average time. However, you can make the game shorter or longer depending on what you want to do. This one is a little bit different from the communications game in that there isn't a point system as such. You can keep points, but the main thing is just going through answering the questions and having a little bit of fun. If you want to add that competitive edge, you can, which we will be doing today, because we are doing QE versus Solihull, and it's very important that we know who the winner is. So this game as well, it works a little bit like Snakes and Ladders. So obviously, because you can't see on the podcast, we'll describe it to you. So the board is covered in carrots and straws. The carrots act a bit like the snakes, so if you land on that, you go down. The straws are like the ladders, so if you land on that, you would go up. There are also some pictures of some glasses of water, so if you land on that, you get to roll the dice again. Like the others, this game is available to borrow for all UHB staff. It's available to borrow for about 2 weeks, but you can renew if you want a bit longer. We'll give you the details for how to register a base library card at the end if you need to do that. Yeah, so I think we'll get a bit started. Anything else anyone wants to add in?
No. Do you want to mention the must?
So there is an additional bit to the game. So if your department is familiar with must, there are some specific questions that you can add in about that. But again, obviously that's entirely up to you. If your department doesn't use that, then just don't include them. Otherwise, they're just very general questions about nutrition and hydration. And they are for all levels, so whether you're very new to this or you're very advanced in this, there's questions for everybody.
It's about learning and have a bit of fun.
So we are going to do 5 rounds each, and I think we'll let our visiting team go first. So Solihull, if you want to roll.
Thank you.
Got 2 dice.
Shall
roll them, and we have scored 10, so we can move 10 squares. So with the purple,
we are purple, right?
Yeah.
So
10 squares. Yes. We get a question.
Yep. So once you've had your roll, you answer a question. There is also a timer, so if you want to add a bit of again time pressure, a bit of competitiveness, which we will again.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing this? Oh, crumbs.
Yep. So
I'll read it, and you.
Yeah, I'll move the hourglass. So 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah. So the question is, what foods should you eat less of if you are malnourished? Discuss
what you eat less of.
So you probably don't want salty food. You want food with protein.
Yeah. Vitamins,
sort of.
Yeah.
Foods with certain healthier fats in, but not like the saturated fats.
We will have more fruits.
Fruits, vegetables.
Specifically asked for what you
less. Answering the opposite.
So what you would avoid?
Protein? No, protein. I mean, I was thinking meat, red.
I think you want. Time's
up.
What's your final answer then?
Oily food.
Yeah, let's just go for that.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, if you are malnourished, you should avoid lower calorie or lower fat foods.
Okay.
So basically, like, there's like low fat butter and things like that.
Low
fat.
So yeah,
you need
low
more
fat yogurt,
of that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, exactly. You need more
calories.
More calories because you're malnourished. Okay. But then it adds, but any food can be better than nothing. So.
Okay.
I'm sure our answer is in there somewhere.
If you mention something about. The wrong kind of fat.
Yeah.
It was almost there, but
yeah. Okay.
Well, we all learned a little something.
So that's zero.
Is it a count?
We scored 0.
I'll put this.
Well done, us.
Yeah, I mean, for example, if we can't give answer to any of the questions, but we reach to the finishing point, then will we be the winners?
So it's not like with the communication game where there are specific counters, so it's up to whoever's leading the game if they want to keep points.
Yeah.
So there's no points
in answering questions.
Yeah, for either getting it right or losing points for getting it wrong.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. Just moving forward.
You can do it either way.
Dies.
Yeah.
And I think it's more like learning.
Learning
the answers rather than...
It's just doing it in a different way.
Okay.
So it's...
Exactly.
Let's say the finish can just act as the time, so this is like, okay, when we've reached that, or you can say, we'll just play for half an hour and see.
Yeah.
Quite flexible.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
That's good, you can adapt that to any setting then.
Mm-hmm. So, I'll roll. 10.
Ooh.
As well.
Ten.
I swear.
Shall we?
So we read you a question.
Did you read us a question?
Yeah, the opposite team ask the question.
List 4 ways that you could help someone with limited mobility to maintain adequate nutrition in their own home.
So, like, aids for moving around, like a wheelchair and things like that? Or is that not what it's looking for?
I say it depends whether it's specific cooking utensils, maybe?
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah. Or, like, a kitchen that has been...
Adapted,
like, maybe the stove is a bit... lower, or things like
that. So make
smaller
it more.
Fridge. Yeah. 4 ways. shopping.
Yes, help with shopping.
Yeah.
So then making sure they're still getting the appropriate foods and drinks that they need.
Maybe even online shopping.
Some people can get food on prescription, I think, depending on what the condition is. So
that
could be an option.
How
did we do?
Initiate a meals at home service or alternatives.
The home delivery.
Of course, yeah.
Provide dietary advice.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that, but yeah.
It's almost like, is that one too obvious?
Yeah, exactly.
Involve relatives, carers, and voluntary organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned it. Consider online food shopping. Yeah. You mentioned another one. Consider adapted cutlery, crockery, and kitchen aids.
Yeah.
And the last one, ensure access to food and drink. It's like in general.
Yeah. So I suppose it again comes to not having like too high cabinets, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's depending
on
what the.
Exactly.
So you did quite well.
Would you say we got a point for that?
Sadly,
yes.
That's up to you.
Round number 2.
Yeah.
7.
We've rolled 7.
No one's landed on the straw.
Straws go up, carrots go down.
Well, if you think about it, you suck through a straw.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You don't tend to. Unless you're making bubbles. Yeah.
We need to score a point here.
We can do it.
List 4 ways that you might increase the amount of food a person eats. 4 ways.
Makes it tasty with the ingredients the person likes, but no nutritious and not junk food.
So you want to increase?
Yeah. If you like the taste of the food, then maybe you can...
So make the food
tastier, yeah. Attractive, and
consider availability, the food, how easy they can access the food.
Try different dishes, healthy dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Give that person recipe books advice.
So it goes back to the previous question, dietary advice, make suggestions, dietary advice.
Okay.
Yes, it did quite well there as well.
I really think so.
And she got one of the words exactly. So attractively served food was.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's really making you think, isn't it? You have to think about it. It's really on topic.
The things it suggested here was identify and record their likes and dislikes and any restrictions. Offer little and often.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Encourage them. Pleasant eating environment.
Yes.
Attractively served food, like we said. involve relatives and carers. That
yeah.
was
yeah.
our
yeah.
last
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sensing a theme here. Offer food when they want it.
Yeah.
Make snacks freely available. You mentioned about it being available. Yeah.
Yeah.
Identify any barriers to eating, such as mouth infections.
I give them a point for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
you got one?
Mm-hmm.
Your turn.
Chewie's turn to roll
yeah.
the dice.
Six.
We keep rolling the same scores as each other. It's very strange. Question is, list four ways that you could assist a sight-impaired person to eat.
Mm. Ooh, well, I suppose, as is the theme, having someone that can assist.
Yeah, involve relatives and carers.
But I suppose, also,
yeah.
I suppose, I mean, they still want the independence as well.
Of course.
Having that
yeah.
support.
So, it's, yeah, it's assist, not, you know, do it for them.
No, it's the help.
Yeah. Label, no. Yeah, label with Braille?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Braille labels? For,
yeah,
for
not
where
suppose on
dishes
food,
and
but maybe
stuff.
Like,
on cupboards
and
yeah.
So, yeah, so
here are the
know.
Spoons, you know, that kind of thing. Guide dog might be useful. I've seen
yeah,
some of them like get a
detect,
bottle
like,
of water out of
stuff,
the fridge and things
actually,
like that.
Yeah, they can do,
yeah.
yeah. So that would be, that's a good one.
The first one that comes to mind is feed them, but, you know, that's...
But yeah, I suppose it depends what they
eat.
So I think you actually suggested things that aren't on here.
Yeah,
but were good.
Yes.
They could easily have been on here as well.
That's a bit like we found that with a communications game, it can
yeah.
be quite open ended sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it's they sort of say that, oh, if you do come up with ideas that
I think
if whoever's leading it, it
are,
makes sense.
Suggesting you, but
they're
not
yeah.
exactly, and
exactly.
I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
not limited to this
no.
answer.
Yeah.
yeah, so
because we have it's given quite a few options.
We
did
find
answers.
Did you said, well, first is ask them if they'd like some help.
Oh, okay.
And then there's some other ones. Describe what's on the plate and its position.
So,
put
food
where
they can
reach it.
You kind of said the Braille thing. So
yeah.
it's kind of describing them and about the position. And.
But they don't mention Braille.
Don't
I think Braille's a really
I think
good
that's
suggestion.
A really good
I think
idea.
They do use it. I just read a story at one time. But
they haven't mentioned Braille here.
No. I just remembered that. Being something that they really appreciate,
mm-hmm.
even like directions to rooms,
mm-hmm.
they can put that in certain places and mm-hmm. they can read their way
mm-hmm.
through the house.
That's it, yeah, exactly. If they're at home, we imagine
mm-hmm.
they can.
I just go like, oh, which drawer is this? Oh, this is the one with the knives
mm-hmm.
and forks.
Mm-hmm.
There we go, you know.
It's like AIDS, isn't
yeah.
it?
Something
yeah.
like AIDS, like
yeah.
home AIDS.
I think it's a good point, which they missed it here.
Thinking outside the box.
Put food where they can reach it.
Okay.
Ask them what they would like next.
Mm.
Help with cutting food, buttering bread, peeling fruit. A lot of these are like help them in some way.
Yeah.
And make sure the food isn't too hot.
That's good.
Don't rush them. Don't overfill cups and bowls.
Mm.
And consider non-spill cups, drinking straws and plate cups.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
So, and that's a nice little load of options we've got on there. But I think you said ones that could easily have been on there as well.
Okay.
So I think that's definitely a point.
Do we get a point? Okay.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I'm not going to say it myself.
So you're currently in the lead. QE have two.
Two.
Solihull have one.
Yeah. You'll catch up. Don't worry.
So I'm rolling the dice for Solihull.
Yeah.
Two. Don't
oh,
we
no.
dare.
Uh-oh.
So we've landed on square 19, which unfortunately
is
19 to 4?
Carrots.
Oh.
So we've slipped all the way down. We're back on the first line of the grid.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so the
ready
next
for
question.
Yeah.
Go.
So list four signs that someone has difficulty swallowing.
That you can see or hear or feel.
Oh,
you know that they have difficulty
taking
swallowing.
Taking time while
eating. Yeah, taking a long time.
Taking,
yeah. Would they go like red in their face?
Yeah, make and
like
you can,
it appears
laboured. You can see from their facial expression that causing pain while swallowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That look for.
Yeah.
Like face expression.
Yeah. Some.
Might they make a noise?
Yeah. Sometimes maybe a bruise you can see on lips or.
They might go like they're choking.
Yeah. Coughing,
choking.
Maybe. Not crying.
They might cry.
Crying.
Yeah.
Then
So first one was choking and coughing. So yeah. That one. Bringing food back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sensation that something is stuck.
Yeah.
Recurrent chest infections. Dribbling. Continuous chewing without swallowing.
That you mentioned that one. Taking
yeah.
their time. Yeah.
Spitting food out. Squirreling food outside of mouth.
Mm.
So like just
yeah.
keeping it in the cheeks. Weight loss. Aspiration when food or fluid goes into lungs.
I think you mentioned being a bit laboured.
Yeah. There's quite a lot, because I suppose everyone thinks, like, you say, like choking and coughing. But
yeah.
There's quite a bit, actually. But
there's more than
yeah.
There's a lot of,
yeah.
Yeah,
there is. I would never have thought of the weight loss, for example, because that's like a long term thing. When you're hearing
yeah,
this,
these are a mixture
swallowing,
of. These are a mixture of short
right
and long.
Now.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm finding this interesting.
Yeah.
I'm a novice at nutrition stuff, like this, and you just. It's making you think. It's making
you.
So if you know a lot about the topic already,
yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah,
because it's sort of making you like look at your knowledge and what you already know. If you don't know much about it, you can still enjoy playing and still learn something.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's actually, I think it would be more enjoyable when you don't really know, because then you're learning more and more.
Yeah, I'm
really
liking it.
On to Kiri.
Yeah.
Question three.
Yeah. Six.
Oh, just missed a straw.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So straw you would have gone up.
Yeah.
Okay. List four ways you could help a person with dementia to avoid becoming malnourished or dehydrated.
Mm.
Interesting.
Help is definitely.
Yeah, that's
so
imperative.
Need
a food schedule.
I was going to say, because you need someone to help with the food, but then also it's making sure they're not either overeating or undereating.
Yeah, because
so,
that is a problem.
So
yeah.
Having a schedule.
Taking it off, basically. Person has eaten at the
I
time.
I feel as well, I mean, I don't know if this is actually probably more overeating, but I suppose making sure cabinets are, so they're not getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they may forget that they...
They've eaten and then
yeah.
they eat again, yeah.
So I know stories of, like, that's where it's happened.
Yes,
like,
exactly, yeah.
But...
That they don't become malnourished.
I suppose again a bit like with the someone who's blind, actually giving them the food as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh yeah, cooking it for them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Manageable sizes.
Yeah, very good.
Again, probably not overloading on.
Yeah, and diet as well.
Times or.
Did we do?
I mentioned.
Well, there's a big list we've
got.
They have
got a big list here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Use a food preference from form to record likes and dislikes.
Mm.
Okay, that's a good point.
You mentioned this one. Provide a routine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
schedule.
Yeah. Be calm and encouraging.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
It's obvious now, is it, when you think, but you don't.
You're focusing on the food, you're not focusing on.
What would they like?
Yeah.
That's it, in the moment, you probably would do that.
Well, exactly.
Thinking, like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Offer little and often.
Yeah.
From
okay.
I think we mentioned, we got it in another question as well.
I'm going to remember that answer because I'm sure
offer
that's going to come up again. Little and often.
Yeah.
Consider adapted crockery and cutlery.
Okay.
Provide cups and plates in block colours so food stands out.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
What's that? Offer
finger
foods.
Oh, just like picking.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So not hot food, just
something you can pick at.
Cucumber
and
grapes. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they can pick up, you know, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Offer food when they are settled and interested in eating.
Mm-hmm.
Consider fluid foods like jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And allow them to eat while they are on the move.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this.
I didn't know that one.
That might relax them, yeah.
And monitor their intake.
That's very important. They can very easily
overeat or undereat. So we,
that's
interesting. Yeah, good.
I think you definitely scored on that.
Yeah, provide a routine.
It's still in the lead.
Oh, they're clearly winning.
Well, you're deciding that we're having the points, so you know, it's not.
Oh.
But we are learning.
We're all winners here.
Right. I want a straw on our next draw. Second.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh,
yay!
We have hit a straw.
49.
And we are now at 49.
Amazing.
Wow.
What else will happen?
That's the fun bit of the game.
We've gone up the straw. We've drank some water.
Yeah.
We're all hydrated.
So from 11... we just came up to 49.
And there are 100 squares altogether, so
yeah.
we nearly
have. Well, you're halfway, yeah. Very good. Are you ready?
Yep. So, this is a true or false question.
Okay.
Good lip seal is an important factor in getting a good swallow.
I think yes.
You're correct, it is true. Lip seal is an important factor in getting a good swallow.
So we got that right?
Yes.
Oh, hooray.
And on to us.
Seven.
We're coming to get you.
Oh! Oh! We've gone down to 14.
Can we
from
a doomed carrot?
Question.
So, list at least three ways that you could help a person with tremors or shaking hands to eat.
Feed them.
Ooh. I was going to say, yeah, so if they're comfortable, you could help them with their feeding. I suppose you wouldn't maybe use like the glass. Like maybe more
plastic.
Yeah,
I was just thinking
safe.
That. Or like cups with a lid.
True,
kind
yeah,
of thing.
In case it's spilling.
Yeah.
It
depends on how bad the tremors is.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah, because that's to do like, with the, how much help they would need.
Exactly.
So. And I suppose, again, with cooking as well.
Yeah, or using of straws.
Yes, that would be good.
Yeah, was it eating or cooking as well? Just eating.
To eat.
Oh, so like helping with cooking as well.
Certain cutlery or things like that is specially used for them. I've noticed different like designs of spoons and things like that. You can get comfortable eating environment. I don't know.
Timer.
Yeah, you said lots of that.
Yeah, you've got
that. So a good one that's very first on the list, which I wouldn't necessarily have thought. Assessment of their needs by occupational therapist.
That's
a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got adapted cutlery plates and cups,
which you already mentioned.
Eating may be slow, so make sure food stays warm.
Okay.
Put plates and cups on non-slip mats.
Mm-hmm.
Weighted cups can help reduce tremors. I didn't know that.
Oh.
Well,
makes sense. Oh. Yeah, if it's heavy.
It's heavy. It's heavy, so
tense more. Yeah.
You definitely said this one. Don't overfill cups and consider drinking straws if appropriate. Raise the plate so it's closer to the mouth. Raised edges on plates stops food being accidentally pushed off. Sit with them and offer hand over hand assistance. So that's the first thing you said. Help them to do it.
I'm just thinking of a bib now as well. Just,
yeah.
Or like a napkin.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's definitely a point.
Thank you.
So we're on to the last round.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got four each, but QE.
I can't count.
Yeah.
Four, three,
QE in the lead.
Are we going
your
to
turn.
Roll the dice now?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one.
The last straw.
Yay.
Whoops.
Three. So, yeah.
52.
Six, yes. Oh, you're lucky.
Just
I thought it was going
that
way.
I was
wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready for a question?
Yeah.
We can't afford to get this one.
No.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Name three everyday food items which can be used to fortify foods.
That's like adding extra like nutrition.
Yeah.
Like vitamins.
Yeah, I think so.
I think fruit, milk, yeah.
Nuts.
You're on the right track. I'm going to help you a little bit here because it's a bit of a tricky one. You're on the right track when you say milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or cheese.
Water.
Can I add cheese to something? I'd add cheese to everything.
It's quite a bit in that family.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheese.
Keep going
yogurt.
In that family.
Yogurt. Okay. Butter. Cheese, yogurt, butter, milk, not fruit, vegetables. No, okay.
Time's up. You got more than three, so that's fine.
So the milk, it was different kinds of milk. So there's milk powder, evaporated milk, full fat milk. The other one was cream, that was the other one.
Cream.
Right,
cream.
But you said milk, cheese, butter, yogurt. That's all on there.
Okay.
So that's a very specific topic.
I know, that's what
protein.
That's why I was like, I'm going to help you out
is
here.
Because
otherwise
it's to do with
really tricky.
Calcium. Fortifying bones, is it?
That's possible. I'm not too familiar with the word
fortify
in this context.
This is where you can tell we aren't novices.
We're not.
There.
Well,
if you've got a dietitian in there,
exactly.
They know straight away.
I mean, fortify, I think of, like a castle. You're fortifying a castle, you know, making it stronger. I'm like, fortifying food?
But yeah,
it doesn't seem to correlate.
It is like calcium.
Strengthen your diet.
I'm still even remembering the advert, so it's like 45
here, in this context,
well, yeah.
It's
40.
Specifically to calcium or.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I think you definitely got that point.
Definitely did, yeah.
Fortifying your food.
So, yeah. Last
time.
Roll of the day. Alright. Seven.
Oh,
oh
yes.
Just,
yeah.
Just missed a straw.
21, just missed a straw.
List two things you could do if a patient doesn't eat a meal.
Ooh.
So I suppose trying to offer thing as much as stuff that they would like.
Yeah,
to try
water.
And tempt them back.
It's a refusing essentially also if they can.
Yeah, doesn't eat a meal.
Doesn't eat. Okay.
I suppose they can come to snacking. So again, like that little bit often.
Yeah,
so just
yeah.
Making sure that they are.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, they just need smaller
mm-hmm.
sizes.
I think, yeah,
more,
keeping them
more
hydrated
active.
Is probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
Maybe get them some like professional help with that, like maybe they need psychological assistance.
Yeah, or getting going to like the dietitians, nutritionists,
yeah, exactly.
And seeing what help they can give.
Yeah, ask them what's wrong.
Oh, time's up.
Did we get one at the last
second? I think you said virtually all of those. The first one was... Find out why they didn't eat. Give them lots of support and encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was in there. And this is a good one. Offer an alternative, like a full-fat milky drink.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Like milk and stuff. Yeah.
Then there's another suggestion. Inform the person overseeing the care of the patient.
Mm.
But I think involving a professional is...
The good one,
which they haven't included, but I would say the same.
And the hydration thing.
Yeah, hydration
thing,
right. Yeah.
So,
so that is... Are you giving us...
Yes! You get the point for
that.
So,
four.
You won, basically, in the snakes and ladders bit.
Yes, you got further up than
we
did. We got a victory.
Yeah, it's like win-win.
Everyone wins.
Yeah.
You won on questions,
we
won on
numbers. You only got one question wrong to
win. Exactly.
Brilliant. Well, I hope everyone had fun with that one.
Yes.
I hope everyone listening enjoyed it as well. If you are interested in borrowing any of the games, including the nutrition game, you will need a base library card. So you can register for that either at the library counter. All the libraries were open Monday to Friday night at 5 for staff. So you can come then, or you can fill in a form online at any time for your convenience. We will let you know when the card's ready to collect. And so, yeah, you can borrow the books and you can borrow these board games. All the UHB libraries are getting the games, aren't they? And so you can borrow it. If we haven't got the game, we can ask one of the other libraries to borrow one as well. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to all you guys for joining me today.
Thank you
for
having us. Bye.
Bye-bye.